the creativity and ideas of others. You have endured soulless, manufactured music, the result of a nation sponsored by fast food. But the time has come to stand up and take back your ability to choose what you want and experience the music they don't want you to hear. If you are hearing this transmission, welcome to the revolution. Welcome to Not For Air Underground Radio.
Inside, where did these cracks become a thousand miles wide? With seeds of doubt, so nothing good can ever grow. Will she, won't she, does she, don't she? I just need to know.
Get me out! 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 Air Radio with your host, Justin McPatches.
Justin Jordan.
I will gouge out your eyeballs and skull fuck you!
Exclusively on Not For Air Radio. PodunkRadio.com.
Well, that's not wrong. That's actually 100% true. Yeah, well, it's Thursday, isn't it? Welcome to Not For Air Underground Radio here on PodunkRadio.com. It is the season. Next week is Christmas. Woo! No, actually, that's really stoked. That's cool. So, you know, debating if I'm doing a show Thursday is Christmas Eve. I don't really want to put people through the misery of listening to this show on Christmas Eve. What I might do is I might put the show on Wednesday night next week and maybe New Year's week. I don't know yet. I haven't decided. This might just be the last show for the year. I haven't decided yet. Depends on how busy I am. But I did have a fun weekend last weekend. We actually went to Stoke Show at Distillery, which used to be Redemption. It was kind of like a little homecoming in a sense, where I haven't been there in a while, at least with the radio especially. Since late 2011. But it was cool. I think this is probably one of the better times that I've had there. Everybody was cool. A lot of the people from the scene were playing there and hanging out. The place looks great. It was very nice in there. I didn't do the interviews in the old VIP room, which is now like a green room. I didn't do that, but I was on the other side where the stage used to be in there. Plenty of room. Wasn't super loud. I could do what I had to do. Big thanks to Brittany Noel and JoJo over at Stoke Show, Florida, along with Scott Dixon and Joe Dyer. It was a Toys for Tots. Had a bunch of bands, well, about 8 bands play. A lot of fun. Toys for Tots was great. I think we had like a couple bags worth of toys. That's amazing. Plus they had good food outside that they were cooking up. So all in all, a very fun show. Happy to be a part of it. Good for Stoke Show for all their stuff they do. The interview should be up soon. Just going through the final touches of it, you know. Also hung out with Charbroil. Well, I know it was Charbroil, but Chuck Charles Diskin over from Reunite Fest from last year. Well, they're doing another one this year. We're going to be part of that as well. That's coming up in March, though. So luckily there wasn't, you know, in December. So a bunch of other bands reuniting. So that's going to be great. It's going to be over at the Bird's Eye, which used to be Cruisers. So we're going to go there again. It's another cool place we used to go. Pretty awesome. Pretty awesome. We'll talk more about that come the new year, a couple months to promote it. And then we got, of course, before that, about, let's see, it's 17th, less than a month. Let's see, 1, 2, 3. About 3 weeks from Sunday, or Saturday, rather. That we got the Brian Jackson Festival. This is huge event happening over at the fairgrounds. So we're going to go to that. We're part of that officially. Found out the other day, got on the website. So there's a spot where it says media sponsors, and they have iHeartRadio, or iHeartMedia, whatever you want to call it. That's fine. The Gator, Love Doctors, Pirate Radio, the Treasure Coast, and underneath that, well, they have Pure Honey, because Pure Honey is amazing. But underneath all that, there it was, Podunk Radio. That's right. So I'm super, super stoked for that. Of course, I'll go and hang out and do interviews like I do. The ones from last year are up. They're on the Not For Air blogspot.com page, their website. It's on the side. It's on the side where the... I have a whole file of, you'll see. Church Girls, I had Spicoli on. Actually, it was me and Mad Dog and Ferry. But mostly me and Mad Dog. And me and Mad Dog did a lot of interviews that day. He helped me out tremendously. Of course, I got Nick from the Alleys, which was amazing. Always good talking to Nick. I saw him Saturday. Good guy. Good band. So anyway, yeah, just a lot of stuff. So we're going to talk about Brian Jackson coming up here in a bit. What else is going on? There's some Okeechobee Fest playing. I don't really care. I don't think they're going to have any local bands on there. Which is fine if you want to try out. But it's more like you have to get a bunch of votes and stuff. So if you want to deal with that to get on, that's fine. I mean, I looked at the lineup. There's nothing really impressing me there. I think there's more fun over at fucking Sunfest. And I never go to Sunfest because like, I really can't afford it, usually. I think I can afford it this year if I can get time off. But, yeah, you know. So that's cool. But right now, it's like the big thing is Brian Jackson and Reunite. Brian Jackson's going to have a skate ramp. That's going to be awesome. That's cool for all the skateboarders out there. I like to skate a little bit. I know my buddies Tom and Jeff do. I'm not good. Three stages, 35 bands. Again, we're going to talk about it here in a bit. So yeah, Buzz still networking. I found out that I can get the Shark 1043, the Shark for Miami in St. Lucie if it's after 10 o'clock p.m. around midnight. Comes in clear. I was excited because I'm like, cool, we finally have a rock station up here besides, of course, Podunk, which is awesome. It's just that it's online only. But, you know, in your car, it'd be nice not to use up all the data. Yet, eventually we'll be able to get online all the time in your cars and stuff like satellite. And you can stream Podunk all you want in the podcast or whatever you want to do. So I'm like, cool, you know, there is some mainstream stuff I do like, and there's always new stuff. And you never know, you might listen to something and go, oh, you know what, that is actually really cool, I like that song. Well, I don't know, I don't get it here enough to really make that many claims. So it turns out the next morning, I'm like, yes, I'm, you know, dropping my wife off at work, turn it on. And I'm like, god damn it. So, internet's best way for now. So, anyway. But, yeah, definitely do some interviews for Brian Jackson. I said I hung out also with Brian from Take Warning and Chuck from Take Warning. Because we had a joke the other night about how he's never banned, just because. But we were talking about, you know, Reunite 2 and stuff. That was cool. Hung out with Nick from Break the Hero and fucking... It's not Aaron. It's I kept calling him Aaron because I thought he was this other guy's skateboarder. He's not. I just Grant, and we're hanging out with Grant and Daver, with Break the Hero and OSF, just talking about tech stuff, just bullshitting. Anyway, the interviews will be up soon. You know, awesome stuff, definitely with the local band. So, and you know, tomorrow's Star Wars, so I'm gonna go to that first thing in the morning, which I'm gonna be very tired, but it'll be worth it. That's about it for right now. Let's play some tunes. I got a bunch of hardcore stuff from Tampa that I downloaded off of Bandcamp. Check out Dying Scene Radio as well, I think. Also check punkbandpromotions.com. It's the better version of Facebook without being Facebook. It's kind of like an old, you know, MySpace, I guess, is the best way to put it. But anyway, you can go in there, make a profile, load your band stuff, talk to other people and network around, buy punks with punks, other people, genre. It's really cool. It really is. You don't have to pay to play or any of that stupid stuff, which we'll talk about next, some stuff like that. But, yeah, and Brian Jackson, of course. But, yeah, I just Punk Band Promotions is definitely the way to go. So if you're into that kind of stuff, and you're in a band, I really think that's the way to go. So here's a band called Bony Fiend. I am the Batman. So check it out. It might be pretty good. Here we go.
I am vengeance. I am the night. I wait in the shadows for evil to fight. Deliver injustice and healing our pain. Protecting innocent from the deranged. I am vengeance, I am the night. I am the Batman. I am vengeance, I am the night. I am the Batman. Gotham's defender, I'll fight till the last, inspiring fear when my shadow is cast. So evil beware as you lurk in the night. Your fate will be sealed when the Batman takes flight. I am vengeance, I am the night. I am the Batman. I am vengeance, I am the night. I am the Batman.
Air Radio with Justin Jordan.
And welcome back to Not For Air. So, January 9th, 2016 at the St. Lucie County Fairgrounds. Not the South Florida Fairgrounds in West Palm, but up here in Fort Pierce and Port St. Lucie. The St. Lucie County Fairgrounds. I think 35 bands, a neon paint party, three stages, skate ramp, tons of stuff going on. It's going to truly be epic. This is going to be a great event. Last year was a great event. This year it's like 10 times bigger. It's an awesome thing. It's always good to do a festival. I think it's good that we're doing it in one of our fallen comrades in the area, fellow musicians, many of the people here, you know, someone in the scene. And, you know, proceeds also go to charity. That's a very good thing. You know, it always helps charity. Learning to read, that's very important. You have to read the flyer. But, you know, it's going to be a big day. A lot of bands are playing, a lot. And last year, you know, I think we had a little bit less. I think we had maybe 20 last year, if I remember correctly. But this year, it's a little bit bigger. Three stages instead of just two. But that's still very awesome. So this is what we got. I'm going to name off all the bands. And granted, I got all the set time stuff. But if you really, really want to know everything, go to the Facebook page, event page, which is Brian Jackson Music Festival Episode 2 at the St. Lucie County Fairgrounds. Just check out Brian Jackson Festival on Facebook in general. Go to the website, brianjacksonfestival.com. And everything you need to know is listed somewhere between all three of those things. So, here we go. We're going to start naming off bands. We got Ryan and Friends, Deal James, The Humdingers, Lavola, Catalogs, Mind Scar, Sweet Bronco, Raggy Monster, The Inverted, Break the Hero, Gravel Kings, Ghost Cat. We also have the Giant Bring on the Neon Paint Party. That's closing out. Flint Blade, Abby Owens, Commonplace, In Motion, Wake Up, Church Girls, Pathos, Pathos, Sky Coffins, Gallimimus, The Prescription, Always Want at War, The Sweet Escape, Pub Wreckers, Flying Sharks, Church and State, Minus Turmoil, Beggars, Hidden Treehouses, Gargantula, Tarantula, Down Coyote, Kill Mama, OSF, and Spicoli. I am so proud that I not screw up on any of the names this time. And all the names were easy for me to read, because sometimes I see these words and I'm like, what is this? So I'm very proud of myself. But yeah, that's a huge lineup. Plus, you know, sponsored by Pabst Blue Ribbon, Big Trouble Bail Bonds, Twisted Image Tattoos, Brewhouse Art Gallery, Intox Detox, and Nisa Air. Got some food, think Greek, Killer Melts, Woodson's Rap Shack. There's a bunch of artists, PNB Imports, Music Instrument Exchange, just a whole bunch. Like, again, just check it out. And everything will be there. Not to mention media partners being Pure Honey Magazine, 98.7. I actually don't even know the Gators. Sorry, I'm not getting paid for this. So, is it 98.7? Yeah, 98.7 The Gator, Real Radio, iHeart Media, Pirate Radio, The Treasure Coast, and of course, PodunkRadio.com. And Not For Air. So, very cool. That's going to be the event. A fun day of hanging out with your friends, seeing some great musicians from up and down the coast. I think we got a one or two from another country. I think Zach said it. I talked to him. It's great. I mean, it's going to be a great event. It's for a good cause. It's a fun day of music. I compared it to the Warped Tour many times because I think it's going to be better than Warped Tour. Because you don't really see, I mean, at least around here, other than if you go to Churchill's Miami, which has a lot of fests from local bands and some punk bands, probably known punk bands, to this kind of event where it's all local bands from up and down the coast, underground bands, whatever you want to call them. They're not mainstream. They're not on the radio. I mean, they're localized great talent, and we do have a good scene on the Treasure Coast. It's not huge, but there are, you know, some good bands. There's a lot of good bands on here. Some good bands that aren't even playing this event. There's just good bands. And I'm not just saying that because I live here, because a couple years ago, I was not saying the same exact thing, but there are some really good bands here. Down in West Palm, there's some good bands down there, too. There's good bands a lot of places. You just have to look. And this is a day where you get to see all your friends and hang out and skateboard and just enjoy music, you know? And for $10. $10 is a steal. For 35 bands and a neon paint party. Because I know it's like $10 just to, sometimes maybe more, to go to this paint the neon Zoo Crew things. I don't go, but I mean, I think it's usually like $10 or more just to get in. So you're getting that plus 35 bands. It's going to be in January, so I know it ain't going to be hot. I know it's a little warm right now, but it ain't like summertime hot. You know what I'm saying? So maybe we'll get a little cool front. That'd be nice. But you know what I'm saying? Like, it's going to be good. So definitely save the date. It's going to be an all-day thing. I think it's going from like 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. December 9th. I'm sorry, January 9th, right after the New Year, a week later from New Year. So, very cool. Definitely awesome. So, we're going to shut out this year now. We're going to play some more music. We'll be back, talk about some things, some stuff. But let's play some punk rock. I like Wagwagon, just saying.
She told him she was innocent, a victimless crime. Now I don't give a shit and never drop dime on my baby, though she gave it to the FBI. I lied to the FBI when I told him that I did it to save her heart. And I told him that the plan for the heist was mine. Now I'm stuck and I'm fucked doing federal time. Locked deep inside, I'm doing time for you. We'll be right back.
And welcome back to Not For Air Underground Radio. That was Moral Decline. Good stuff. See, that last little block of some straight up, like, just fucking hardcore and punk rock, you know, makes me want to, like, punch the wall and shit. Although I don't really want to punch the wall, because that would damage my hand and damage the wall. But you know what I mean? Like, even though I'm in my 30s, and I'm not angry about stuff like I was angry about 10 years ago when I was in my 20s, or even when I was a teenager, it's still there. Like not anger, but that energy, it's like, just fucking go. So, and I see a lot of that kind of energy when I see OSF play locally. Those guys are they're crazy. Daver. Oh. But, you know, the crowd fucking loves them, so good. I mean, that's what I'm saying. So, band submission program. So, there's a college in... All right, just real quick, so what we're talking about here. I am on the actual... Fucking Okeechobee. I am on the actual Okeechobee Music and Arts Festival page. If you don't know what that is, in the state of Florida, we're finally having some kind of giant festival. Think, what's that one that people go to? Not Southwest, but Conchilla, whatever the hell it's called. That one that I always hear about that I never want to go to. That thing. So it's like a 3-day thing. Now we have like Sunfest, which is a little bit different. So now it's going to be out in the middle of Okeechobee, okay, which is not too far from where I'm at. And... You know. Let's see. So anyway, they have all these bands. Robert Plant. Whatever. They have Mumford & Sons. Skrillex. Okay. So, it's fine. And a lot of stuff I don't even know. I guess I'm too old. I don't know. So, this is, you know, fine. They got all this stuff. They got all these bands and stuff. And you can actually take part in this. So, I'm curious of what you have to do if you're a local band. Because, you know, I think the locals should be out there. But first and foremost, and this is, by the way, I think this is in, what, March? And I got other stuff going on. The first week of March, so I'll be at a convention anyway. I'd rather go to a con. But let's see what a college ambassador program is. Click here to join the program. As a college student looking to gain experience and earn festival tickets, VIP upgrades, blah, blah, blah. Must be enrolled at college. Distribute our flyers and door hangers on campus in your town. Join our digital. So basically, I mean, I guess if you can get tickets, that's cool. But basically, they want you to be a street team. Hey, you know what? That's fine. Whatever, that's cool. Can't argue with that. Now let's see what the band submission is. This is what I really care about, not college. Come on. Artist, press. Oh, press. Ooh, I got to hold on. I want to look at the press real quick. Are you a reporter, radio show host, DJ, blogger, YouTuber? To cover this, please send your request to the respective links. All right. I'm clicking the link. Why ain't you working? Oh, you're annoying. What? Anyway, the radio link's not working. Volunteer, food vendor. I have yet to see promotion team employment. Where's the band page? Oh, here it is. Battle of the Bands. Are you a band, DJ, or musician? Okay. Submit an electronic press kit. Yep. Okay. Really? Rally friends and family to vote. The top band with the most votes will earn a slot on the festival. Second chances. Okay. The top 32 bands to be invited to perform. Battle the bands in the four major cities in Florida. Do you even have the name? Okay, so Petersburg, Jacksonville, Orlando, Miami. So that's four, okay. The winner by attendance and votes in each city will slot in the festival. How about like first come, first serve? Or, you know, and there was talk about this yesterday, and this is kind of why I went on here. And that's fine. Whatever. That's cool. You know, they have their rules and stuff. It just seems like the whole voting thing. It's like, vote! And, you know, we'll get you on if you have enough people. But I never liked that, to be honest. You know? Especially, I mean, I don't even know the type of music. I guess as it gets more and more, I'm going to try to see. Because, you know, Warped Tour, they let you listen to the bands so you know what they're sounding like. So I'll take a look into that. Maybe I can get an idea of what we're looking at here. But there's a convention, a horror convention, and I think I'm going to take Underground Horror Radio to that anyway that weekend, so I'm probably not going to go. But if any local bands do end up doing this and end up getting in, awesome. Congratulations. I hope so. You guys are awesome, but I don't know. I'm not really into festivals for 5 days or three. I've never done it either, so I can't really say. But press radio. No, which is cool. I mean, I'll take a look into it. Why does everything work but the radio button? I don't even know if this fucking page. Ah, whatever. Anyway, again, I'm probably not going to go, and I probably get shot down. Who knows? Not that that would stop me from going and doing what I want, but you know what? Again, it might be cool. I don't know. I'm not going to totally diss it, because I don't know yet. But I think Ryan Jackson's going to be a lot better just because of all the local bands, and they're all talented. And there's some on the Brian Jackson I don't really know either, so that'll be good for me to take a look at something different for a change, as opposed to just going to see the guys I know, which I do know a lot of them, but, you know, that'd be cool. Either way, you don't jump on, you know, I'm not going to jump on something I don't know about. I do think that the local band should probably get a better thing than voting for, you know. And again, having to drive all the way to Orlando or Jacksonville, Miami, or, you know, I mean, I get it. It's like the four cities kind of thing spread out, but we're kind of, I think the closest thing we're closest to is either Orlando or maybe Lauderdale or Miami, depending on traffic and stuff. I don't know. I'm not a weatherman, which has nothing to do with has nothing to do with roads, so I don't know why I said that. Whatever. All right. Let's play some more punk rock. What else do I got? Vote now to hear something else. How about that? I'm just kidding. I know, before we do this, I guess this is it. I'm still debating on doing an episode next week right before Christmas. Again, I don't think I'd put it on Thursday. I would actually have it on Wednesday night. But either way, we'll figure it out. But thanks for listening again, as always. Appreciative. Thanks to all the bands out there that play music so I can play it. People can enjoy it because there's a lot of good stuff out there. You know, big thanks to the local scene here in the Treasure Coast in South Florida. Very awesome. You know, just stuff like that. Take a look for Stoke Show. I'm doing a DJ mix for Death Rock Radio, where I'm an offshoot of Underground Horror Radio, where I'm playing, you know, psychobilly, some horror punk, some goth, stuff like that. Pretty cool stuff. That should be on, I think that will be on Christmas Day, I think. I'm not sure, but I'm going to mix it soon. But definitely, if you're into that kind of stuff, check out Death Rock Radio. If you're a metalhead, check out Metal Zone Radio up in Melbourne, Florida. They're awesome, especially for you metalheads out there. I know I do a little more punk on here than I do metal, but still, good stuff. You know, Pure Honey Magazine, always read that. Click attending, going to the Brian Jackson Festival. Also, check out Reunite 2. I think go to reunitefest.com. All the info's on there. They're starting to release more bands and stuff like that. That's in March as well. So yeah, plenty of stuff coming up in the new year. It's going to be good. Good stuff, everybody. So anyway, happy new year, merry Christmas, happy Hanukkah and all that, if I don't happen to do a show before New Year's. After New Year's, going to be some new changes. This show's pretty much staying the same. Actually, probably not a lot of changes at all. Podunk, I think for the most part for a while, is definitely staying pretty much the same. I'm not getting rid of any of the shows or anything like that. I don't know how long it's going to be until maybe I'll add a show or two. I'm not going to rush it. I thought about rushing it, and then I'm like, nah, I better not. Plus I'm working this job, so I'm really, really busy. But, no, definitely going to be excited for New Year's, after New Year's, for Podunk Radio taking over completely. All the shows are great. We're keeping all the shows, keeping the show. I'm going to put some new music in. in the player, so we have some more music on the auto DJ when there's no shows on. But just super happy. It really means a lot to me that we got this going on. I am gonna work on some stuff to try to make it, at least for some of it, more South Florida centric, because that's where I'm at. And I love my area here. I really do. And we don't have anything like this down here. And there is a lot of punk down here, believe it or not, between the West Coast, which is Tampa, over there with like Loud, Fast, and Shitty, those guys, and of course Bob Noxious and Pigpen. There's a lot of punk there, and Miami has a lot of punk going through, like at Churchill's. Propaganda's got some punk. We have some punk here. We got, you know, Spicoli. Break the Hero's kind of punk, but they're like a punk alternative type thing, but they're really good too. But so really, really cool. It's kind of have nice. Maybe get some more local record labels out there. Maybe, you know, play some of their stuff, help promote their stuff, promote local shows more so than I've already been doing for Not For Air. Now I get to do it in a kind of a wider area. And everybody else that has shows, wherever you're at, whether it's in California, like Sick Boys, I think you guys are in California, or you're on the west coast of Florida, like Loud, Fast, and Shitty, you guys are amazing. All the shows on here are amazing. You guys do a great job promoting your scene, playing some tunes. Can't thank you enough for doing that for all this time. Jack's insanity of most of all. Without him, we wouldn't have Podunk Radio in the first place. I fell in love with it a couple years ago when I first got. I wanted to get on here, and it's, you know, one of the most fun stations I've been on. I've been on a couple different ones, so I love it. And you know, I'm gonna treat it like it's my own. We're gonna keep the memory of it, but we're gonna keep doing a little bit different stuff maybe. But it's definitely going to be great. And it's really about the bands, DIY, doing your own thing, the punk rock in general, and other things. I mean, you know, people are like, oh, punk rock is dead. I don't know what it's like on the West Coast because I don't live over there, you know, in California or, you know, Seattle or anything. But over here, we just now got another rock station in South Florida, and it's all right. They don't really play any punk rock on it. Not like the Buzz did. Buzz is gone. So it's really up to us and like Podunk and Stoke Show. They're playing a lot of stuff that people that play at their events. But it's really up to us and the guys like over at Loud, Fast, and Shitty. And there's probably other people doing it too that I don't know, you know, but I'd like to know them. You know, that's cool. But it's up to all of us to just kind of keep this going, you know. So I'm going to try to make some shirts soon after the new year. Make some shirts, sell some shirts, Podunk shirts, some cool shirts. You know, I got stickers, I got stuff to give away, so it's going to be awesome. I'm just really stoked for it, no pun intended, the Stoke Show. but I am really stoked for it, I really am. I mean, this is everything I kind of wanted, you know. I always wanted to work for a cool punk rock, you know, alt station. I never got the chance, per se. And then I started doing my own podcast with my friends, and then I started doing my own radio stream, and that didn't, you know, only lasted about a year because it was hard and I just didn't have time. And then 5 years of all that put together to where we're at now, it's just, I'm so happy. I couldn't ask for anything else more for Christmas, except that, you know, I have all my people that support us, and I know I'm turning this into a long fucking mushy thing, but I really do mean thank you. I really do. I mean, I know I'm an asshole most of the time, probably, and I know I complain sometimes, and I know I get really, really emotionally involved in stuff, but I love it. I mean, I really do. This is all I wanted to do, and now I get to do it, you know? So I am I am beyond happy about it. I am. And doing so, I'm going to go to work now. I got to go work my 40-hour week job that I hate, that's going to pay for everything, because someone's got to pay for it, so I'll do it. So anyway, peace out. Here's some tunes. Thanks, everybody. Bye. Yeah.
is not for air. Underground Radio.